rodeo. morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, December 5th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. So as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It's always something fun. So everything looks like it's working right everywhere and there's nothing coming through. It's very strange. Anyway, here we are. We're live. We're ready. We got to figure it out. So thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is. It really is. I suppose I should mention quickly, the event, Lark's live stream event, this evening, 8 p.m. Central, and information on that is in yesterday's Road Warrior Radio broadcast archive. For those who are listening, you go to hour one, and it's right there at the top of the archive. It says Lark's live stream event. And there's a link to the YouTube video with more information in this episode of Paradigm Shift and Educational Comedy that we have titled PSEC 2019 Communitarianism First Things First. Dave Kelso speaks with Lark in Texas, JJ Zapp, and Lauren Tull about one of the most important topics for our current modern age that most people don't have a clue is even a thing. So it should be interesting. I mean, you can see based on the participants there, I'll leave that to folks to maybe as a teaser. You can look it up and see for yourself. It should be interesting. So that'll be happening later this evening, 8 p.m. Central. Check it out. Very cool. Hopefully, you know, folks get knowledged up. I want to start today's broadcast with some propaganda, I guess. So earlier this week, you know, the Supreme Court issue, we've talked about that a couple of times this week. And the propaganda is always floating around. The strategy of tension stuff, people always need to be aware. Is there a Supreme Court argument that's set to be heard in your neck of the woods? Well, guess what? Strategy of tension, synthetic terror event coming to a neighborhood near you. It's kind of how that seems to work, but people don't really pay attention to that generally, and I guess they fail to see the connection. So I talked about that a little bit earlier this week. Anyway, there's this Washington Examiner article that I saw yesterday. ATF : 423M, 423 million guns in America, 1.2 per person, 8.1 billion rounds of ammunition per year. And so you can imagine what this story is all about. But when I see the 8.1 billion rounds of ammunition per year, I think of how, what was it, about 10 years ago? I think it was about 10 years ago exactly. I want to say it was 2010. It was between 2008 and 2010 that we started seeing the federal agency. Suddenly everyone, you know, every agency everywhere was packing and they were buying up rounds like they were going out of style. Well, I guess because, you know, they were going out of style. But suddenly the federal government, everybody was packing and the federal government was buying rounds, well, about this many rounds per year. So I think it's a dubious figure. And there is undoubtedly – I would say some massaging going on with the numbers. So I should probably mention some of the other stories from earlier this week, because you look at some of the headlines. There was the one I was looking for, the ABC News headline, where maybe I will look for that real quick. The folks that authored the article were saying, my gosh, you know, if you use this interpretation of the oral arguments this week, then it means that people could just have completely free and unrestricted use of firearms. What? I mean, that's just crazy. Wow. I suppose it's crazy in a sense. I mean, if you treat people like they're children and they aren't responsible enough to, you treat grown adults like they are either A, children, and or B, criminals. And not even children, but irresponsible children, or worse, criminals. You treat people like that, kind of like what they're telling kids in school. You know, the old cliche, the joke that if you are telling Johnny and Sally that they're monkeys, well, no wonder they're behaving like monkeys. So that has an impact. And over time, you know, people respond. And the opposite is true as well. In fact, that's one of the most profound and remarkable observations about John Taylor Gatto's educational career. The fact that he walked into a class of students and didn't know that they weren't supposed to be the smartest kids in the school. These kids are, this is the short bus class. John, did you not get the memo? And so he just teaches them without those sorts of prejudices. And guess what? They become the smartest class in the school. So it's interesting, you know, when you have to explore the logical fallacies. You have these guys, you know, all of them. You know, guys like Skinner, Bernays, obviously, Walter Lippmann. John B. Watson, Ivan Pavlov, and, you know, on the darker side of things, the Gregory Batesons and Sidney Gottliebs. And there is a certain group of folks. I mentioned John B. Watson's quote when I was talking about him. I think that was last week, I want to say. But, you know, they all share a similar sentiment. And it goes like this. You know, it's the 12 infants quote in John B. Watson's case. Give me a dozen healthy infants, well-formed. You know, what was it? Trading Places was on last night. So give me a dozen healthy infants, well-formed, and my own specified world to bring them up in, and I'll guarantee to take any one at random and train him to become any type of specialist I might select, doctor, lawyer, artist, merchant, chief, and yes, even beggar and thief, beggar man and thief. Regardless of his talents, penchants, tendencies, abilities, vocations, and race of his ancestors. I'm going beyond my facts, I admit, but So have the advocates of the contrary, and they have been doing it for thousands of years. So guys like John B. Watson say, you know, I could turn anybody into anything. Just give me, give me the person young enough. Give me the world. Give me my, fancy bag of tools. I'll turn them into anything I want to turn them into. And so, when it comes to that kind of manipulation, if you answer and say, okay, well, I mean, if you could turn them into anything, why not use those powers for good, so to speak, and make them a virtuous, ethical, moral, upstanding person? How about that? Why can't we do that? And the answer that you undoubtedly and invariably hear back is something along the lines of Edward Bernays' Engineering of Consent. The way that he put it, where is that? Well, I'll mention the way that Edward Bernays put it in The Engineering of Consent when we come back. Stick around right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
hurts a lot less time.
Welcome back. So, you know, you talk to these folks and, you know, what is the answer that you hear back? You talk to the John B. Watsons, the, you know, the Edward Bernays types, and they say, you know, I can turn anybody into anything. You give me enough time, you give me my special bag of tools, let me catch the child early, young enough, and I can turn them into anything. And you say, okay, well, then why not use your powers for good? I mean, first of all, what about Thomas Jefferson's argument? Sometimes it's said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? What about you? You know, what are you doing? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern, you know, to govern mankind, the philosopher kings? Never mind Lord Acton. Get to that. But, you know, the answer back is, to me, consistent with Bernays' Engineering of Consent, where he wrote, the engineering of consent often does supplement education, the educational process. If higher education educational standards were to prevail in this country and the general level of public knowledge and understanding were raised as a result, this approach would still retain its value. What do you mean? Why can't we just get rid of it? What if we perfect the educational system? Well, Bernays answered, even in a society of a perfectionist educational standard, equal progress would not be achieved in every field. There would always be time lags, blind spots, and points of weakness, and the engineering of consent would still be essential, not just helpful, essential. The engineering of consent, he wrote, will always be needed as an adjunct to or a partner of the educational process, an adjunct to or a partner of. And so it's about that time that I start thinking about Lord Acton's words. Power tends to corrupt. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Great men are almost always bad men, even when they exercise influence and not authority. Still more, when you superadd the tendency or the certainty of corruption by authority, there is no worse heresy than that the office sanctifies the holder of it. And white coats, that's just what they do. So it's interesting to watch the, you know, the heresy as it abounds. And there are some news stories. So the, you know, one of them, it's just the ultimate form of treachery, you know. People clued out while things are happening right before their very eyes. I was having a conversation last night about this. The fact that we live in there are parallel worlds that are happening in tandem, side by side. And there are the folks who are making things happen and they're telling everybody else something else is happening. And the beans get spilled from time to time. They're right out in plain view. For example, what is a strategy of tension event? What does that mean? And like I was saying yesterday, it was actually the quote from one of the two quotes from yesterday's broadcast, John Adams, "I must study politics and war that our sons may have liberty to study math and philosophy, that their sons might be able to study painting and poetry and music, architecture, statuary, tapestry, and porcelain." You know, the beautiful things, not to concern themselves about these things. Which is why I have said for a while, people should just be at least aware of Machiavelli and all of the folks who get groomed on that nonsense in the Ivy League halls of higher education.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering station. While Frank Sinatra sings stormy weather, the flies and spiders get along together. Cobwebs fall on an old skipping record.
Beyond the suns that guard this roost.
I don't know about you, but I'm tired of people making decisions for others. I think we should just all leave each other alone. And, you know, if we're going to do anything, maybe we should aspire and encourage and help lift one another to better things, greater things, not this manipulation of one's fellow man, which, again, is where Machiavelli comes in. You know, at least Sun Tzu was honest enough to say all war is based on deception. And then along came Machiavelli, and, well, things have never quite been the same since, I would say. Not that they were before, but, you know, now it's just way too easy to argue away that tacit Faustian bargain. I need to get back to those two articles as well. I want to get to these crazy examples of hubris. It's astonishing. The Johnson & Johnson thing, you know. But I want to give at least honorable mention to these gun stories. So I'm going to try to find those as well. The one in particular, just so many crazy things going on. Crazy, crazy stuff. Okay, so speaking of Johnson & Johnson, was that a couple of days ago? This article over at The Hill, overnight healthcare presented by Johnson & Johnson. Senate panel, you know that commercial that we play? Maybe we should play that. A take care of you your whole life, whether you like it or not, company. I mean, let's have some honesty in advertising, shall we? Just a little bit. A take care of you your whole life company. We cure cancer when we're not busy causing it. Speaking of that, that reminds me of the clips from Glenn Beck's interview of Jeff Brown that we played. The comments, you know, sometimes, you know how you can see in the comments people get it and it's kind of humorous. And there was one in particular. I don't see it. Do I see it anymore? I'm not sure. It's still there. So there was one somebody understood, and somebody commented after the interview and said, 5G, so fast you get cancer in real time, basically. So that's how fast it is. And it's not funny, but you have to admit that's slightly humorous. If it weren't so tragically true, it would be very funny. So unfortunately, we have the reality to contend with. But, you know, don't worry. Jeff Brown says that basically cancer isn't real. No, he says, in essence, he might as well have said that, just dismissed mountains of research and data, you know, and the nuances. You know, again, Dr. Henry Lai was the guy who said, hey, wait a minute, as I'm looking at all of this research, first of all, why are you guys vilifying my research? I didn't do anything. I just, you know, this article, Seattle Magazine, UW scientist Henry Lai makes waves in the cell phone industry. UW scientist Dr. Henry Lai never set out to link cell phones to cancer, but his work and efforts. You know, so Henry Lai did some research and discovered, whoa, this technology, it looks like it's harmful. And sure enough, and then, you know, the telecoms come by, Motorola comes by in particular and says, yeah, I think, you know, you should probably look at your research again. Try again, try again, try again. So Henry Lai thought it was interesting that they, as they were looking at peer-reviewed literature, there was about half and half. For every study you could find that said that this technology was harmful, there was another study that said, well, hold on a second. Not so fast. It's probably not harmful. So, you know, that's where you get all of these articles about how the research is split. And it's on everything. It's on this stuff. It's on the climate science. And you should beware anytime you got to stick words like that. We do that in everything in this culture these days. It's a smartphone. Why isn't it just a phone? You're trying to put something there or attach something, associate something that's not there. Speaking of the dishonesty in language, the sophistry. Orwell, you know, insincerity is the great enemy of plain language. So Henry Lai dug in a little bit deeper and realized that if you just separate out the studies on really any subject in the peer-reviewed literature, you will quickly discover that if you have two piles, one pile is truly independent research. And now, of course, you know, for years and decades, that has been, you know, a term of art or subterfuge. How can we reach around through the back door and grease this project without it looking like, you know, how can we buy you guys off without it actually looking like we're buying you off? And in some cases, without you even knowing that we're buying you off, because then that, you know, leaves the element of plausible deniability and compartmentalization, and that's just good business. I mean, come on. So that's been happening. But if you can truly separate them out into two piles, one is independent research and the other is industry-funded stuff, however that takes place, Dr. Henry Lai proved that quickly you see in the independent piles on really any subject, and that those are my words, but you can do this, you can apply the same logic in any field, and suddenly you see that the independent research proves a thing. Overwhelmingly, it's about 70% in the case of Henry Lai's research. And then the other pile disproves it by the, you know, it's almost inversely proportionate. It's as though the industries say, look, we have this many studies, so we need this many counter studies. This is how it works. And it's always the same thing. Kind of like, I mean, I talked about the same thing, for example, when Seattle was fighting for 15. When the city was saying, we need a study that tells us that, you know, economically, and we need an economic impact study that says a $15 an hour minimum wage will be great for the economy. And the first study they got back, I think that was a UW study actually, said, no, it's not going to be good. And so they said, we need another study. So they had to go to Southern California for a study for the Seattle area. Because UW just wasn't, you know, up to par. It's always the case. And so you can find somebody, grease some palms, find somebody to torture the data enough to get that pig to scream whatever tune you want. And that's, you know, George Carlin talked about that. So anyway, Jeff Brown just dismissed decades worth of research, and I mentioned Dave Stetzer's work last time I talked about this. I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens of symptoms of radio wave sickness, electromagnetic radiation, EMF, EMR, whatever you want to call it, dirty power. The episode that Dave was on, again, was March 20th. 2019. For those interested, it's a great broadcast, very informative. Again, it's linked out to a lot of his work, you know, Dr. Martin Graham, who is he? And a list of the symptoms. How many is that? What is that? About, so 24, 48, it looks like about 72 different symptoms that are associated with this kind of stuff. But, you know, Jeff Brown says it's perfectly fine, so don't worry. And there's that graphic that I mentioned. Dave Stetzer has that graphic of radio wave sickness pointing to the brain, the eyes, respiratory, heart, skin, and others. What's that crazy Sky Rizzy? Speaking of commercials. Oh, my goodness. I feel bad for that poor actress who, well, you probably know what I'm talking about. So, you know, maybe you have itching, maybe you have rash, maybe you have psoriasis and this and that. You know, you have a little rash. You could take Skyrizi. Side effects may include death. Don't worry about that. But, you know, at least you won't have the rash when you're dead. So that's good. Or at least that's what they'd have you believe. Nothing is everything. See how they do this? That's one of the commercial titles. Nothing is everything. So they have that poor lady running off the dock in slow motion. That's a different issue. Anyway, the Johnson & Johnson thing, speaking of dishonesty in advertising, and just holy cow. So Johnson & Johnson, at last count, it's about, what is it, 15,000 lawsuits? Yeah, more than 15,000 lawsuits from consumers claiming its talc, including Johnson's baby powder, caused their cancer. 15,000 lawsuits. In October, they recalled about 33,000 bottles of baby powder. And so I've been talking about this. While this is happening, there is the what I would call the you know, the countermeasures are in place to counterbalance all of that stuff, to counteract all of that stuff. And that includes commercials like this. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
Johnson & Johnson is a baby company. But we're also a company that controls HIV, fights cancer, repairs shattered bones, relieves depression, restores heart rhythms, helps you back from strokes, and keeps you healthy your whole life. From the day you're born, we never stop taking care of you.
From the day you're born, we never stop taking care of you. It's so just over the top. It's ridiculous. So I mentioned yesterday the story that the little blurb over at Seeking Alpha, J&J says, no asbestos found in baby powder. Okay. And that was, you know, earlier this week. And it just gets weirder. It's just right out in the open. So first of all, Johnson & Johnson says there's no, you know, so like I joked, it's not funny, but to put it in context, you're asking the serial killer, you know, so did you kill anybody? No, I didn't kill anybody. I mean, of course not. That's absurd. Absolutely 100% not guilty. If the gloves don't fit, you must acquit. So, you know, can I go home now? The company says, no asbestos found in baby. We didn't find any. It's Irwin Mainway. This is America? Honestly, people need to watch Irwin Mainway, one of Dan Aykroyd's skits, the Irwin Mainway character, the original, you know? It was Candace Bergen he was being interviewed by, right? Mr. Mainway, you sell this bag of glass to children. Don't you think that this is harmful? Nah, it's a bag of glass. You know, it's a fun toy for kids. Johnson & Johnson says, nah, there's no asbestos found in baby powder. And it gets weirder, though. So the headlines as you go along. So Johnson & Johnson confirms no asbestos in baby powder. That's a CNBC headline. Same day. And then things could not get stranger, by the following day, yesterday, I saw this one, a New York Post headline, Johnson & Johnson blames FDA for baby powder asbestos scare. So we recalled 33,000 bottles in October. By December, we're saying, nah, there's no, we didn't find anything. And that's confirmed. We didn't find anything. And now we're to the point that Johnson & Johnson is blaming the FDA for baby powder asbestos scare. Talk about hardcore gaslighting. Our talc is safe and asbestos-free, the New Jersey-based company said in a Tuesday statement. The company doesn't say anything. People say things. And this is part of how these things get sanitized. It's dismissive and dehumanizing to say a company said anything when a company doesn't say anything. It cannot. the company said. And the FDA stood by its findings. Labs, and you know, so basically, this is the same. To me, it's the equivalent of just in a broad brush sort of fashion, a big old broad stroke. Jeff Brown says, nah, this technology is perfectly fine. And Glenn Beck says, yeah, I thought, yeah, that's a conspiracy. That's trying to subdue the competition. So that's who introduced that. Really? What about the people who are having headaches and nosebleeds and, you know, not just headaches, but migraines and stillbirths and the massive increase that the spike in those kinds of things that seems to follow this technology to every place it goes? These people must just be imagining it. I guess it's all just psychosomatic, those stillbirths and things. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These days are rough.
I'm back. I'm bouncing around a little bit, I realize, and if that is distressing, I apologize. But this whole, you know, whatever you call it, that we find ourselves in, it is very distressing to me and to others too, I believe, based on the interactions that I have. And as we, you know, I've been saying for a while, it's the orchestrated deconstruction of American society. I mean, some of the examples just on the face of it, you know, think about the way the movies have gone. So the holiday movies, Christmas movies in particular, for example, look back at White Christmas. Look how impeccable that production was in every way. Every way. And it was even irreverently impeccable. You know, the choreography number speaks to what I'm talking about. I always think of the irreverence in Danny Kaye's performance in the choreography scene. It's brilliant. The drab, communist-looking stuff that's just, you know. And then here comes Vera Ellen. So that was just perfect in every way. And then you fast forward to today and you watch as things are happening. First of all, the family unit is being destroyed, unleashing the nihilists and the atheists, right? Pike's letter to Mazzini, August 15, 1871, the most prophetic letter never written, at least for America, it seems. But, you know, it happened in Russia first, so, but we didn't, you know, can't happen here. Sinclair Lewis told us almost 100 years ago, can't happen here, right? So look at what has happened. You have more this proliferation of content that doesn't necessarily speak to the reason for the season. Peace on Earth, Goodwill Toward Men, even the Peanuts used to speak to that. We don't have any of that old fun stuff anymore. But, you know, there's this proliferation of content that usually starts rolling out. Gosh, it feels like around summer, you know. It's around Halloween. And now by the time you get to Thanksgiving, you're just worn out on that stuff. And that turns people grumpy and cynical, I think, by Thanksgiving. Too much of a glut of stuff that's not really substantive anyway, which reminds me of the food that, you know, this GMO Roundup Ready stuff, there's no nutrients in it. So looking at some of those old films, compare White Christmas in particular to the things that get made today, and how does it compare? And even, I was just thinking about it the other day, even looking at National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, that looks like a healthy, normal, well-adjusted, conservative family by today's standards. And when it was released, I remember thinking as a young person how uncomfortable it was to watch it, how outrageous it was. And now you look back, man, Beverly D'Angelo's character is very supportive, and the kids are supportive. And, you know, Clark W. Griswold isn't, well, I mean, he's a conservative guy by today's standards, isn't he? Anyway, second hour coming up. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.